Let's put a song so you can sing along with a special guest or two.
Or two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you. Theme Song, yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John, and with me today is a returning guest who I think is questioning whether or not she'll be coming back after this movie. It's Lauren Guyton, everyone. Woo!
Hey, now.
You didn't say no, so I think you really are questioning. Well, so we're in the midst of spooky season, and we're here today to talk about the 2010 movie. I think it was a movie that we watched called I Kissed a Vampire. The screenplay is by Chris Nolan and Lori Nolan, music by Frankie Blue, lyrics by Frankie Blue and Chris Sean Nolan, directed by Chris Nolan, and according to IMDb, a desperate teen tries to save himself and the girl he loves after discovering he's transforming into a vampire. So I reached out to you about this one. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, it has the potential to be bad, but hey, we get like a little High School Musical reunion in this. And I didn't realize how bad it was.
It was something. It for was, sure.
It. Oh my goodness! I actually own the DVD of this. I'm ashamed of myself. But hey, I didn't have to pay to watch it.
So. Yeah, I watched it on what was like Plex. Never heard of it, but it was free. So.
Oh my god! So okay, this movie. We're gonna do the episode, even though this movie is terrible, and we both hate it. You hated it, yes?
Yeah, I did. I didn't like it. I wouldn't watch it again though.
It wasn't camp enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely like, we have Disney stars, so we can't do things.
Yeah.
So Lucas Grabeel is our lead. And Drew Seeley, who was the voice of the singing voice of Troy Bolton in the first High School Musical movie, plays the antagonist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. I mean, looking at the cast list as well, there's a guy, the person who played Dr. Dan Helsing, his name is Chris Coppola. And I was trying to see if he had any relations to the Coppola family, but I'm not seeing anything. So I'm just assuming it's just a coincidence he has the same last name. However, the woman who played Dr. Lori Light, her name is Lori Lively, and she is related to Blake Lively. So, yes.
Is she the one that's married to Coach Bolton, or no?
Oh, well, Blake Lively, yes. Oh, no, sorry. Blake Lively is married to...
No, there's... So, Coach Bolton, I don't remember the actor's name. He's married to Blake Lively's sister.
Oh, no, that's Robin Lively.
Okay, so she's got more than one. Okay.
Oh, yeah. The Lively family looks huge, according to IMDb.
Oh.
It seems like it's another Barrymore or something. But yeah, So the movie. It started as a web series, which I didn't know. Have you heard of this before I pitched it to you?
I haven't, no.
Interesting. And see, I thought it was going to be like fun, you know. I knew it wasn't affiliated with anything because obviously it would have had like the big Disney sticker logo on it or something.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my god, this was just bad. We're 5 minutes in and I don't even know what to say. Like I was
watching it. I was like, what is even happening?
Right. Cause it, I mean, I wrote down, it felt like if Buffy was on Disney Channel. And there were things that happened that they never explained. And they focused too much on other things that I'm just like, we don't need to worry about this. Like,
Yeah, I looked and I'm like 40 minutes in. I'm like, okay, so they're just now getting to what the actual plot of the movie is. Like, that movie was 2 hours.
I have some news for you. It was actually an hour and a half.
Really? Oh,
Did
that
you
might
have
have been the ads.
commercials?
Yeah, I had ads, so
Yeah.
maybe that was why.
Oh. Oh God, and you had ads that made it even
Yeah, they weren't
longer.
that bad though, so maybe, I don't know. Maybe I
But
had an
still,
extended version.
you're sitting there, and I mean, I've seen movies on like Plex or those Freevee or whatever where they break out into a commercial in the middle. I have a feeling the commercials were probably more entertaining than this movie. You're like, ah, oh, yes, I do need to go to Dubai or whatever you want. So, yeah, I honestly, I don't know what they were trying to say with vampires. Usually, creatures are some sort of metaphor for something. But the vampirism in this, I just felt like it was just there.
Yeah,
Like,
they usually when you have vampires, you have to explain the lore of vampires. They just so happen to be there. It was weird, and they never really explained what Drew Seeley's character, like if he was like the king of vampires or what. It was like in like an offhand comment. I don't even remember what the girl said. It didn't really make sense.
he was a rock star, and that's it. And then, like at the end, when the character Sarah, the main girl in the movie, he's like, and she's gonna sing my songs from now on, and she's like, whoa, I'm gonna sing my own songs. And I was just like, okay, so the whole movie you're making jokes about how you're in a musical. I get it, but like, are you a musician?
Yeah, they like I thought it was kind of funny how they made a joke about that, but then they didn't really explain why they were busting out into singing and dancing.
They did at the end with the therapist, kind of, but like, just so bad. Oh my, I was just like, where's Kenny Ortega? Please, somebody save this. Somebody come in and just do something.
Yeah, choreography, terrible.
Oh my
Like
God.
you would have thought Lucas and Drew didn't know how to dance. Like it was so bad.
Yeah. And there was that one song where the girls all sang about the make under or whatever. And the what's her name? Luna. Yeah, the lead female vampire. Like she's dancing without shoes on at some point. And I'm like, what is happening? It looks like they had access to like three rooms in a house and a day at a theme park. Oh God, I can't even like compliment them for, I mean, they wrote original songs, so yay for them. Like,
Probably could have did better if it was a jukebox musical, I think.
so do you want to talk about puns for a hot second?
Sure.
Where every line or almost every line consisted a pun. A vampire pun of some sort. I'm just like, you gotta stop. Like with all the afterworld or underworld or afterlife, or just figure, give me something. Give
The funniest pun was I wrote it down because it made me laugh. Where they're when he's like Lucas's character is like he's a train wreck, and then Sarah's like, oh, but we have no other choice. It's like, so we have to choose him. That made me laugh. That was like the funniest joke in the movie, I think.
I definitely rolled my eyes at that point because I was just like, I was so over it. There's one that I wrote down. It's not really a pun. It's Sarah earlier in the movie says, "We're two goldfish trapped in a fishbowl." And I'm like, "What?"
Don't you ever just want to go crazy and do fun things? I was like, dear God.
But it's like, goldfish, we're two goldfish trapped in a fishbowl. I'm like, what? That's a first draft joke. Like, you gotta. It would be like you should have said something like we're two squids trapped in a fishbowl or something. Like, the idea is like you're supposed to be two larger than life creatures trapped in a smaller thing.
Yeah, what I'm thinking is, y'all don't have a job. You don't have jobs.
Oh my God. She is also okay. Sarah, I'm gonna go on a tirade about her. She is so dumb. She in a world where you have a paranormal psychiatrist and you have Dr. Helsing, who both are talking about vampires. Vampires are real in this world. There's nothing new and crazy about that. And everyone's just like, cool, you're a vampire, dude. All right. She's such a dum-dum when she first gets like introduced to Drew Seeley and is like, what's going on? What's happening to you, Lucas Grabeel?
Yeah, he like used compulsion or whatever on her. They didn't really explain that, and then all of a sudden he's in her mind, all because he nicked her. I'm like, wait, if he didn't fully put his fangs into her, how was she in transition? They didn't explain any vampire lore. You can't have vampires without lore.
And no, and they tried talking about like when they met Dr. Helsing and they talk about the antidote and everything. I'm like, okay, we're getting your lore for this, for vampires in this movie, but it's not anything, it's like weirdly new information.
Yeah, and then they had that be like the central goal after they met Dr. Helsing, and then for it to be nothing. I was like, what the heck was the point then?
Well,
What
so
was the point?
my original thought at the end of the movie was because Dr. Helsing said that in theory, using the Drew Seeley's blood will help cure her, but that's because Drew Seeley bit Sarah. So I thought maybe it only works for the vampire who actually bites you, not for like a blanket
And
blood.
then did they explain how was the name Dylan became a vampire?
Yes, in the first meeting with Dr. Light, he says that he met this girl, this new
Oh, yeah,
student,
okay. Yep, I remember.
yeah, who bit him, and he didn't think anything of it until he woke up the next day and realized he had fangs. And you're like, okay, you had a weird hickey with puncture wounds. Okay, yeah. Oh my God. I am so sorry. I was hoping for a little more camp in this,
Yeah,
but
there's like they were scared to. It was like, I can't take you serious, Drew. Why is your hair like that?
he
Like
looked he
his I
looked like
think
he sorry to interrupt. He
No,
looked
you're
like
okay.
Brandon Urie and the lead singer of Panic at the Disco when they did I Write Sins Not Tragedies, that music video. I was like, that's your reference image, and I know it because I'm a millennial, so I have it forever ingrained in my brain. But oh my God, the rest of them, it was just bad.
Yeah, I'm like, why do we have to keep putting our tongue to our teeth? I get it, we have fangs, but why? The whole scene in the club, unnecessary. And I'm like, he's trying to steal her girl. Uh-huh. But I'm like, okay, but wait, why is she? But even before he did the compulsion, she was just letting him touch her. I'm like, I don't know, you don't
Yeah.
touch me. I don't know. I
No.
didn't like Sarah. She was
She
too wishy-washy.
she's dumb and then she gets turned into a vampire-ish and then she's just a prop. I mean, I feel like this is supposed to be like Drew and Lucas. They should have just been the couple. Honestly, they didn't need Sarah. She was just there. I also don't understand why it's called I Kissed a Vampire. I mean, I get it, but like you could have figured out
Yeah.
a different title.
Yeah, it didn't make sense. I don't know. And then they like made it like such a big deal that they hadn't kissed for some reason. It's like, okay, wait, how long have they been dating then?
Well, they've known each other forever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so ha looking forward to r after hitting end on this and just forgetting this entire movie. Oh my God. But yeah, I was like, hey, spooky season, let's do this. And we've done Monster High, we've done High School Musical 3, so we've done movies in this realm, but it's just like you needed to commit harder and not try so hard. Because I feel like they were, every time they said a joke or what they thought was a joke, they all just like winked to camera and be like, we're joking. Haha, look at us be funny.
Being looking at the camera, why did they keep looking at the camera during the songs?
Why do
That
they
like
keep looking at the
I didn't
camera?
like it.
It felt like they were trying to make music videos out of these songs. And it's just like, okay, so just make music videos. You
And then
could have done a whole concept album or something.
yeah. And then I think the name of some of the songs should have been different names. Like, why
Oh.
is it called Forbidden Planet? What does that have to do with anything? Like, it's a metaphor for what? They didn't explain what the metaphor was. So I'm
Well,
like, why'd I call a girl next door?
yes, because that's the line that she says 7,000 times in the song.
I'm like, but then when she started singing, I was like, I'm like, this is like her. It's apparently the song is called Sandy. I thought it was called Stranded at the Drive-In from Greece. That's her little
Yeah.
version. So that was funny, but.
And then you get Out of My Head, which is the one that they play everywhere. And I'm like, okay, well, I get it.
Was in that song, was he supposed to say enemy or enemy?
What?
I heard it. I'm like, let me, and I'm like, did I, maybe I heard it wrong. So I rewinded it, and I did hear it. I'm like, first take, y'all couldn't, who's in charge of the editing? He said enemy.
Emily. Interesting. Lucas, what are you doing?
Yeah. I was like, and just because it's like a B type of movie doesn't mean the acting has to be bad. I don't understand. I don't
Well, and this
understand.
is also like right after High School Musical for him. So it's like
Yeah.
you've, sorry, High School Musical 3. So you've done this before.
Yeah, and
And
I
this is,
think when did Another Cinderella Story come out?
hold on, I'm looking him up. Oh, wow. He's doing a lot of voice work now these days. Good for him.
Drew Seeley.
No, Lucas. Oh, you're
Oh.
looking for, sorry. Wait,
Yeah, I'll
who?
look up Drew Seeley.
Yeah, because he did High School Musical 3 senior year in 2008. Then he was in a couple things here and there. And then it was I Kissed a Vampire, the series. They
Yeah,
call it a TV series, it's a web series.
his filmography is something. It's something. Because he's not a bad actor, so why does he keep doing bad movies?
Right? And he's also not a bad singer.
Yeah.
And
Like
they're.
I was even disappointed in Drew Seeley singing.
Oh, well, so here's the thing. I don't know how much of them are actually singing and how much of it is auto-tune.
The one song, the duet with, oh, playing with Drew Seeley and Sarah, how, why did she have
Feel
auto tune all
you.
of a sudden? That was weird and it was annoying.
The
Because she could sing. She could sing just fine.
She's a yeah, I don't know this actress. Adrienne Slade. I have no idea who she is. But she was, and her IMDb is only this and the web series. But
Wow.
like she held her own for playing a dum-dum.
Yeah. I think like after her initial main scene, other than her song, I think she started to do better, but then I'm like, does she really think that he cheated on her? And then she just immediately ran to the tray and I'm like, girl.
Yeah, and he has the two kisses on his cheek and his neck, and it's like, okay, well, the whole plot of this is to save you, Sarah, from Drew Seeley.
But I'm gonna go run to him actually.
But I'm
You
gonna go,
stay with
yeah.
her. I think it was kind of funny, the wannabe Jamaican vampire, because Drew Seeley was like, yeah, she thinks she's Jamaican for some reason. I don't really know what that's all about. And then that was a joke.
I was just like, this. Did we need this? We didn't need this.
No.
We didn't. This isn't funny. Like,
No,
if
it
you would
wasn't.
say that she thinks she's British, it would still, I feel like I would still feel the same, you know? Be like, this isn't funny, you know? Like, just be, why are we giving this whole character a weird backstory in a sentence?
Yeah, and then his main girl, what was her deal?
How old was she, first of all?
Yeah, if they had been like, yeah, Trey is like the king of vampires and he's like the creator of all vampires or something, nothing was explained. Is he the oldest? Why is he the only male vampire? Well, there was like a couple males, but
It was him and then some old dude that they showed at one scene, and I was just like, I'm sorry, who is this old guy?
yeah, Dr. Dan, I think, was like the best character.
To go back, another Cinderella story was in 2008, so it was before
Yeah.
this. So it
So, like,
was High School
unfortunately, that was
Musical.
his best character. Joey Parker would not be happy.
Well, yeah, and Chris Coppola is he's playing a Disney Channel dad. That's the only way I could describe him. Where there was in Feel You when he's supposed to be like doing research while and being excited about all this vampirism that's happening. And I'm like, you're doing the most, man. Just like dial it down a little.
I think it was funny when he was like, okay, go, I'm down to sing and dance. Like, I wish they would have went a little bit further with the jokes. They didn't really sell them right.
Part of me is kind of intrigued to watch the web series, but also I don't really want to watch it. Just to see where they came from, you know, just to be like, what was the base of this? What was, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they actually talk about the lore in that.
Well, because the opening of this movie, the montage, I was waiting for that to happen in the movie, but it didn't. You know, like all
Yeah.
the you saw the scenes and he's like, oh, you Lucas Grabeel even went to Juicy Lee being like, oh, you were in my dream. And it's like, are we gonna expand on your dream in the opening? I mean, it's only an hour and a half. It felt so long though.
It
And was I on my phone the whole time? You bet your ass I was.
did. Like, I'm when I like when I was 40 minutes in, I'm like, okay, what else is there to talk about? What is the rest of the movie going to be? A
I
bunch of
was
nonsense.
also getting angry, expecting this to be a giant flashback of Lucas Grabeel describing this to his therapist. And I was
That's
just
what I
like,
thought it was initially, and then it wasn't. I'm like, oh, this is in real time. Oh.
oh, only this, the first 10 minutes is a flashback, and then everything else, not even 10, 5, and then everything else is real time, and then you call her.
She's just always on the clock.
The fact that she wears a neck brace the whole movie just
It's like apparently they don't have like the worst bloodlust ever. I
well,
mean, it's
also, she's
skating,
like,
but.
I'm like, does she not know how easy it is to take off a neck brace? Like, people
Right.
can take neck braces off. Also, they can, what you. There is a word for it, and I can't remember, where they could like put you under a spell or something. They show you with
Yeah,
this in the movie.
whatever their version of compulsion or something was. I
That's
don't
what you were
know. They
saying, compulsion.
yeah.
Like they can compulse her to take it off. Like, God.
Then he had and then Lucas Grabeel had powers at the end. How could he do that? And all of a sudden he had all the vampire traits. I'm like, wait, but he never did they transition? How long is this transition? How are they still turning?
How are they
Nothing
allowed out
nothing's
in
explained.
daylight? That's like rule
Yeah.
number one.
Yeah, or light can kill us. And then in the final showdown, I'm like, there is light streaming in through these windows.
Also,
What?
they have reflections.
Yeah, what's the lore?
Let's go.
And then when Sarah and Drusilla Lee are in his room, she looks at that badly photoshopped picture.
Oh my God.
What was the point in the scene? I'm like, wait, so she looks like his mom? I'm confused.
I thought I was thinking that too, where I was like, oh, this is some fucked up thing where he thinks he's after the women who look like his mom.
It and then nothing.
Nothing. And then at the end, when the horde or whatever a group of vampires are called, descend onto Dr. Dan, I was waiting for them to have some sort of adverse reaction because the whole time he talks about how he's been bit by everything under the sun and isn't dead. And so I was waiting for them to like spit out his blood or die because his blood is tainted. Because they also talk about how they don't die. And I was just like, you need to read your vampire lore a little bit
Yeah, you can't say you
closely.
don't die if light kills you. Yes, you can, liar.
Stake through the
I don't
heart.
know. Mm-hmm.
There was the moment with the chopstick when they were having sushi. And I was just like, oh, good. They're going to use chopsticks as like a, be like, we could stab him in the heart or something. And nobody said anything. That's when I just gave up. I mean, I gave up earlier than that, but like that's when I was just like, I gotta stop and just, I guess, let you happen.
Yeah, it was like, I'm gonna sit here, but I'm not gonna understand any bit of it that's going on.
And also, Drew Seeley, his, or sorry, Trey Sylvania, Sylvania, or however you pronounce the last name.
Yeah, Sylvania, like Transylvania, which like
Yeah.
that joke wasn't good.
He's such a rapist. I'm
Yeah.
calling it. We're gonna call a spade here. Like the fact that he's just like, oh, let me put her under this spell and have her drink this.
He's like, go
And
for her. And Lucas Gerber's like, I'm not gonna do that. She's under the influence, which was good.
so is that the theme then? Is that
That's
the
like,
underlying
I
theme
don't know.
of like don't rape?
I didn't like his whole character. I really didn't like Drew Seeley's character, which is tough because he's supposed to be like I didn't like him in the way you're supposed to dislike a villain. I just didn't like him because he was a terrible written character.
Yeah. I mean, they all are terribly written characters, except for Dr. Dan, because I think that actor just went, I'm gonna do a different interpretation of what you're writing.
Yeah, it's like, unfortunately, I like Lucas. I couldn't suspend my disbelief. I know you're not attracted to women. I know you're not attracted to Sarah. I'm so, like, I really tried. Like, this is so bad. I'm supposed to believe that they're in love with each other. No.
Yeah, and she's just off on a different planet, not understanding what's going
Her
on.
forbidden planet.
Her forbidden, oh my God. That's the quote. Her forbidden planet. Yeah. I think we needed like 5 extra minutes of them explaining things. Not even 5 minutes, but like we're gonna round up to 5 minutes.
Even if he was just sitting there with his psychologist and telling her what
Right,
the
and
lore is.
she gives the rules of vampirism in this world.
It would have been funny if she
Great.
turned out to be a vampire. She was just a person.
You know, I was also expecting her to like be a different monster entirely and them leave on a cliffhanger and be like, "Oh, we're gonna have a sequel." Not, but oh.
Yeah, like some Thriller type stuff at the end. Nope.
Yes. Yeah, she's a sea monster or something. I don't know.
Yeah, give some Uma. You thought this was the end? Nope. None of that.
Oh man, I swear the next time you come on, we're gonna have you do a good one. I'm gonna promise this now because man, we're trying so hard to just keep talking about this, but shit, man.
It was just a terrible movie. Like, the songs weren't memorable. I'm like, okay, oh, they're busting out in the song again, but like, not in the. They knew that they were busting in the song, but they didn't make it funny enough. Like, they didn't
Right.
have people looking at them crazy because they were singing and dancing. Nothing.
And you know who this Chris Nolan, not Christopher Nolan, Chris Nolan is the one to blame for all of this because this is his child. Like he's the one who wrote both the movie and the web series, and he directed both of them. So it's like, my guy, what are you doing?
And it was right in the vampire craze hype, but you didn't come up with a good type of vampire, so it didn't work.
That, and obviously they cast, Lucas was come is coming right off of High School Musical, and Drew is coming right off of Cinderella Story 2. And so it's like, okay, I understand the elements. I just don't understand the everything, the complete package. I want to look up the choreographer to see what else they did, because I have a feeling there. Okay, so there are two choreographers on this. One, this is his only choreography job. And then the other, this is also her only. Okay, so these are one-time
Well, there it is.
choreographers.
I was like, hey, you know how to dance? Yeah, you want to do this movie? Okay. No.
And it's like, it felt like they were trying to do what K-pop currently does. So you get the movement with the lyrics, so you know what to do. But like, oh my God, it was just so pedestrian.
It was not good. Like, I'm
No,
like,
they.
Drew, you're not the new classic. Come on, man.
Lucas, you did I Don't Dance flawlessly in High School Musical 2. What the
I mean, they couldn't even save it. The best, some of the best dancers, they couldn't even save the movie.
No. And I wrote down that I hope they had fun making this trash. Like at the end when they were singing Happily Afterlife, it was like, do you okay? Y'all are excited because it's done. I mean, I don't know when you filmed this, but it's the end of the movie, so you're all are happy and stuff. So, like, did you have a good time filming this?
And the fact that they don't even know if they're actually vampires, like, I think you are. I think it's safe to say that you are, even though you never drank human blood. But I don't know how it works.
It seemed like time was there was the only factor. So, like, they timed out Sarah at the end and putzed around the whole movie, the whole ending, to give her the antidote. I'm like, why are you running? Just give it to her. And
The
Drew
fact that
Seeley,
she's
why are you
dying,
just
oh, come on.
staring? No,
Yeah, it's like chase him. You don't care if they actually take Sarah, because he didn't. He did not.
he has a whole harem. They have a whole
Yeah.
song about it too. Oh my God. The in the by the way, that what is that song? Shiny New Vampire is the song where they give her the make under, which fuck that. There's one of the dancers who would not close her mouth. And it was and you're and I'm like, okay, I understand that like you can't breathe with the with your mouth closed. And the teeth in.
Oh my gosh, the main girl that he had in his harem where she had that major lisp. I was like, ooh, those fangs are too big for them. Poor guy. It was just bad.
It was, oh
I'm
God.
like, okay, we're vampires, so we all have to be goth. Ooh.
Where I think it was interesting, her Sarah's makeover, where she's still gothic looking, but like it looked like somebody had a thought finally, where they're like, we're gonna give you this cutesy little dress and you're gonna have teal in your hair because you're still girly girl, human, whatever, young. Meanwhile, Luna has a tramp stamp, so like, okay.
They could have been baddie vampires, but the acting was terrible. Just because it's low budget doesn't mean the acting has to be low budget. That's what I don't understand.
Oh, you were.
Like I love some good B movies,
Right.
but that one.
And you love some good teen movies. We've talked about multiple ones. Or YA movies or Disney Channel, whatever we want to call classify them as. And it just felt like this was Did Lucas just want to like not do that, do the Disney Channel anymore? He's like, I'm now a certain age, guys. Let's try something
Yeah,
different.
he was trying, and then, you know, they had a couple cuss words and a sexual innuendos, but sexual innuendos were icky. So I'm like, I don't like this. Like it's like when Zac Efron did, you know, Neighbors, or
Oh.
whatever that movie's called, just to show that he wasn't on Disney anymore. But Lucas, you were unfortunately a secondary character, so people weren't even like looking for checking for you. I feel bad.
When Vanessa Hudgens did Spring Breakers as well, you're like, okay, we get it. You're trying to distance yourself. But Lucas's managers, what are you doing? I know Lucas himself also has to say yes to this, but like, you come on. Get him back into like he's great as a musical theater person. You know, like we loved him in High
He
School
should be on the
Musical.
stage more. Has he been doing? He's not, I don't think he's done anything on the stage, and he
I
would
don't
do
know if he
great.
has done things on stage, but I mean, like, get him more musical movies.
Hey, I have one. If he wants to be in Sky High the Musical, I will put him in there.
Hey, that sounds like his cup of tea, because he'll be what, one of the adults, I'm assuming. I hope
I don't
so.
know. I for my mom's part it with me, so I'm taking the credit. Created a whole cast, a dream cast. Created the director.
Oh,
The it would
okay.
be like jukebox musical. It would be so good. The music would be like be by like 5 Seconds of Summer and other great writers. It would be so good. I just say I got a plan. I need a platform. John M. Chu would direct it because he's a great movie musical director.
Of course, yeah. I mean, with what we've seen so far of the Wicked movie and Crazy
I'm
Rich
so
Asians, as well
excited.
As In the Heights,
And he
he's
directed Step
good
Up 3, the best one.
at well, so with like the three I listed, he's good at sorry, with In the Heights, he was great at marrying the fantasy of the musical world and the reality of the story, you know. And so this, I guess this movie could have also helped with something like that. But your Sky High movie, like, hey, it's already a fantasy.
I'll make it someday.
Yeah.
It's right there. Like it would be a great musical, I think. Like maybe like Star Kid type of musical.
Ooh, I like this. And then who would you put Lucas as?
I don't know. He can maybe he can be I don't know, maybe he could play what was it, Dr. Medulla, the one with the big head. Or maybe he could be that one. I think I originally I don't know, I still have like I literally made a whole cast list just because I have nothing else to do with my life.
Well, the child actors have to be. You have to be cycling through them because they're going to age out at some point.
Yep, Mr. Medulla. I originally had Cheyenne Jackson, but he could do great, I think.
Yeah, because I mean, Lucas is what? Oh, he was born in 1984, so he is 40.
My God. I didn't know that.
I will say, he did look young. Like, I don't know what age is anybody supposed to be in this, in I Kissed a Vampire, because they talk about school, high school, I'm assuming. And yeah, Drew Seeley's never mentioned like he's supposed to be like Dracula or something along those lines, like a older, more mythic vampire. But yeah. Anyway, do you have anything else you want to talk about before we get into Sharp and Flat? It's going to be a fast episode because,
Oh
like,
yeah. Sometimes there's just nothing to talk about, which sucks, but
I know. Ha You made a vampire pun.
oh gosh.
All right, let's do it then.
Sharp Flat.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. And surprise, surprise, I have more flats than I do sharps. Can I give you my first? I'll just give you my sharp. Are you ready? I
Okay.
sharped that they know they're in a musical.
Yeah, that's literally the only thing.
I was trying. I really was trying to find something too
Mm-hmm.
sharp. I didn't want to come in here and be a total hateful bitch about it, but hey. Did you have any other sharps?
That's about it.
You know what? I think I'm gonna add one. I'm gonna add a sharp. I'm gonna sharp Chris Coppola and Lori Lively, because they understood, but they didn't. They also didn't go too far, but it was also like we shouldn't be relying on them because they are secondary, tertiary characters. We really need our leads. And like Lucas, I feel like was trying stuff. It's just that the material was terrible. So that's my defense on that. Flats. So I first flatted the amount of times that they stared to the camera during the songs. It just got old. It was like, why are you looking into my soul when you're singing this? I also flatted Sarah because she's a dum dum. I flatted the puns because they were just relying on them too heavily. Like, okay. When we did Monster High, they had puns in there, but they were also like stupid, silly, and they were wearing ex weird, extravagant costumes and wigs and all that. So it helped when they would make a pun based on whatever creature they were. In this one, I was just like, every line doesn't need to be a pun. And then my last flat is for how they're trying too hard to be funny slash campy, which guess goes hand in hand with the puns. What were your flats?
My flats, probably like Drew Seeley's whole character. He wasn't a likable villain. He just wasn't a good villain at all. And the other one would be the lack of vampire lore. We
Oh,
need
yeah.
more backstory.
Oh, and you know what? I'm gonna add Drew Seeley being rapey. That's a big flat. Big flat. I feel like I know the answer to this. Would you add any of the songs to your life's playlist?
No.
Part of me wants to add try, because it sounded nice. It sounded the least auto-tuned, at least. But
Is that the one, the duet between Lucas and Sarah?
yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
Yeah, but it wasn't too heavy on like the robotic or the effects that they added on their voices. So it sounded, I was just like, oh, a breath of fresh air. Something that sounds good. But really, that's it. And that's it for the episode. We somehow did it. Hooray. Lauren, what do you have to plug or promote?
So me and my sister, the one who was on the High School Musical episode of my podcast that no longer exists, we have one together. We haven't Well, we recorded, but we realized that that's not the movie that we should be doing, or that we could do. We're gonna do Big Fat Greek Wedding. It didn't turn out, but that's okay. We're gonna try again. So yeah, we have one called Cinema Sisters. So you can follow us at Cinema Sisters Podcast on Instagram, and you can follow my Instagram at laryngitis, LXURENGITIS, and that's all I got.
Oh, I am following you. Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure I was following you. And I don't know if you can somehow defend this movie, go ahead. I dare you. You can email me at photosungpod@gmail.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads at photosungpod. I'm sorry. Lauren, I am sorry to you, but for the listeners, I am sorry. We shat on something. Hey, we brought light to something that's a piece of shit. How's that sound? And if you want to be part of the next episode's conversation, well, we will be continuing spooky season with Muppets Haunted Mansion. Yeah. Lauren, thank you. Sorry. Thank you. Sorry. Very sorry. Thank you. We'll do something good. I
Yep,
promise.
we'll
I
be in
promise.
touch and you can be on ours.
Yes. All right. Everyone, thank you for listening and bye for now.
Bye.
Special thanks to Aaron Choi for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.